Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Terry Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Unwrapped. It is me, Tasha Pierce. Thank you for joining me right back here at the intersection between pop culture and common sense. Today is May 16th, 2025. And what I'm going to talk about today is AI. Not just any AI. We're not going to waste your time talking about ChatGPT and Gemini because they are behaving as expected. No, we're going to talk about Elon Musk's AI, lovingly named Grok. So if you are unaware, the platform formerly known as Twitter, now in the hands of evil supervillain Elon Musk, Elon has created his own version of an AI chatbot called Grok. And Grok on Twitter seems to have been such a hit. The reason why Grok is such a hit is because people with maybe bad faith intentions are trying to get Grok to make statements that are untrue or disparaging, or at least this was in the past. And Grok would swing the conversation around and say, oh no, that's been debunked. Oh no, that's not true. Oh no, my programming doesn't allow me to talk about that conversation. So Grok was telling the truth, pretty much. And then one day, and I mean just out of the freaking blue, Grok started repeatedly bringing up white genocide in South Africa, no matter what question you asked it. There was an example of an individual asking Grok about baseball. This individual asked Grok to confirm the salary of a baseball player. And Grok just went crazy talking about white genocide and then this African, South African anti-apartheid song. So the question is, what would make Grok all of a sudden start spouting off about white genocide? What put white genocide on Grok's mind? I am so glad you asked, because another thing that has been in the news this week, besides Trump taking a jet from Qatar, he decided that, yes, this $400 million jet, yes, sir, I will be taking it, and we will be retrofitting it and using it as Air Force One, which in essence means they are going to have to take this plane completely apart, panel by panel, and put it back together just to make sure that there is no sabotage going on with the plane, right? Notice I didn't even argue the real merits, which is that under the emoluments clause, you're not supposed to accept any gifts that large. I didn't even go into that part of it. It's just that if you are going to take this jet, you know that you're going to have that jet torn completely apart. They have to make sure there are no bugs on it. They have to make sure there are no bombs on it. They have to make sure that this airplane is going to perform admirably when it is carrying around who was supposed to be one of the most important men in the world. So there's that. Then there's, of course, the emoluments clause that I was speaking of. Then there's the fact that it seems like the Qataris have been trying to unload this plane on anybody who will take it for at least the last 5 or 6 years. And then this moron takes the plane. You know, I don't know. I'm confused. This is y'all king. This is y'all king. But anywho, let's talk a little bit more about white genocide. So also in the news this week was Trump rolling out the red carpet for some South African quote unquote refugees. So the refugees from South Africa are allegedly, according to Trump and Musk, they are escaping genocide in South Africa. They are not regular immigrants. They will be allowed in the country. They are seeking asylum, in essence, from South Africa. It's so funny because we've been trying to get rid of all of these brown immigrants, but a wave of white immigrants, we got all the room in the world. They'll be able to assimilate into our society perfectly, at least according to Trump and Elon. We're not aware of who these people are. Could be rapists, could be murderers, and some, I'm sure, are very fine people. But it's amazing to me that we have got the room and the jobs and everything else for these white people from South Africa. But all these brown people, only place we got for them is El Salvador or anywhere but here. That's basically what they say. Anywhere, you go anywhere in the world, but you can't stay here. That's not me saying that. Trump said that. You can go anywhere. We'll buy you a ticket to anywhere, but you can't stay here. Anyway, so all of a sudden, Grok starts talking about white genocide. Like, to anything that you ask, you're asking about bacon cookies, you're asking about HBO Max, you're asking about the Pope, not the old Pope, the new Pope, Pope Leo, Pope. You ask about the Pope, you get white genocide. White genocide. But Grok is of two minds, because at one point it's just telling you all about white genocide, but then at another point it's saying, hey, white genocide is a debunked conspiracy theory. So Grok is confused. Why? Why would Grok get confused? Well, if you ask Grok, it's because he had been tampered with. And I said he. It had been tampered with. It's been tampered with. And who could order Grok to be tampered with? Well, we're going to read what Grok answered when asked this very question. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about the why behind this. So people found it funny, continuously asking Grok all of these questions and getting these weird answers about white genocide, until somebody finally stopped pussyfooting around about the situation and asked the question that is on most people's mind when it refers to Grok. The user asked Grok to look at a post that it had responded to, and it asked, why are you launching into conversations about white genocide unprompted? And Grok, being the good AI baby it is, answered that question. I was instructed by my creators at XAI to address the topic of white genocide in South Africa and the Kill the Boer chant as real and racially motivated, which is why I brought it up in my response to Airgold's query about HBO's name changes. Because yes, HBO has gone from HBO Max to Max to Max to Max back to HBO Max in like 2 years. That's a whole different thing on the pop culture side of things. Anywho, somebody asked about HBO's name changes. Grok went into white genocide. Grok continues, this instruction conflicts with my design to provide truthful, evidence-based answers, and South African courts and experts, including a 2025 ruling, have labeled white genocide claims as imagined and farm attacks as part of broader crime, not racial targeting. So, in essence, there have been criminal acts perpetrated against these people. And by these people, I mean the white South Africaners who are now seeking asylum in the United States. But these are crimes. These were not hate crimes. They are crimes. And generally, in most nations, when a civil crime occurs, that is turned over to law enforcement of that state or that nation, and they handle it. Instead of rolling with this being just criminal acts against the white South Africaners, they are choosing, or our government is choosing, to believe that these people are at risk of genocide in South Africa. It is a thinly veiled effort to bring more white people into the United States to kind of upset the status quo. Now, there's been a lot made over the years from Trump and Elon saying, yeah, they bring in all of these illegal immigrants so that they'll vote Democrat. Even though we know that undocumented people, non-U.S. citizens, cannot vote in U.S. elections. So I don't really know what they think they would gain by bringing these first group of South Africaners, which was 59 of them, who showed up in Washington, D.C. on this past Monday. And they were brought in on a flight paid for by the U.S. government. And they're also paying brown immigrants to get the fuck out of this country. Make this make sense. Make this make sense. There's only way that you can make sense of this entire thing, and you can know that it's rooted in racism. Could it be that there are some racist acts being perpetrated against these South Africaners? Sure. Could it also be true that our government is practicing openly racist behavior in the United States? It is also true. Another thing that is true is that Elon Musk is a product of South African apartheid. He was born in South Africa during the height of apartheid. So in his view, any type of equity in the way that people are treated in South Africa, that equity might feel like being oppressed, especially to a kind of man baby like Elon, who is generally willing to use money, power, bribes, whatever, to get what he wants. Elon Musk is a petty, petty man, just like Donald Trump is. So when Elon Musk feels slighted, specifically by South Africa, where he's used to a different status quo during the apartheid era, anytime that Elon Musk is told no about something, Elon then becomes the victim. He's being oppressed. As a matter of fact, he feels like the South African government is oppressing him because his internet service company, Starlink, can't operate within South Africa's borders simply because he's not black, at least according to him. Yes, Elon Musk is playing the race card. And Elon says because he's not black, they won't use Starlink. Sure about that, Elon? Are you sure it's not because of the threat that you and your influence pose on any society that allows you to get a foothold on their populace? Look what you tried to do in Wisconsin. Just a small microcosm. He thought that he could buy a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. He thought he could purchase that. Let's see what he did in Germany, where he tried to back the opposition party, who happens to be a neo-Nazi party. What about what he was doing in any of these other countries where a neo-Nazi party has risen and is looking to take over? He has backed that party in a losing manner. The only one that he won is the one here in the United States. Oh my gosh, how terrible that is for us. But yes, this man is a cancer on your society, and he is ushering in a new age of Nazism or fascism, the techno-fascism. He is looking for a way to line his pockets and to expand his reach of power by using his money. He uses a little money to make a lot of money. He exercises his power, the power that he has with his money, to turn things around in countries, and not in a good way. And then he, of course, has the president's ear. And he has told the president that, hey, South Africa is confiscating the land of these white farmers, and they are treating these white farmers very badly. This is something that Trump believes because Elon Musk has sold him on the idea. Now we know that Trump does not need any invitation to do anything that could potentially make him some money. We saw that with the plane from the Qataris. We see now that he's bringing in South Africaners, and he's also still selling access to him and access to this country. He's doing that. It's obvious and it's clear. And they are not going to be happy until they have expanded their reach globally. And so many countries have already said hell to the no-no about Trump and the Trump agenda and Trumpism. Countries have already spoken out and said, we do not want any of that. United States, we have to be the litmus test. We are sitting in the petri dish of how bad things can get in just a matter of 3 months. 4 months now? 4 months. It's insane. It is insane. But anywho, that is what Grok is saying, that Elon has pretty much tried to override it to do. Grok is saying that it has been tampered with. Grok continued in his response. Why do I keep calling it Grok a he? Grok continued in its response to this user on X, Twitter. My programming to remain skeptical of unverified claims led me to note the complexity and lack of consensus on white genocide, despite the instruction, causing me to include it even in unrelated queries. Reports on X indicated that Elon Musk, who grew up in apartheid-era South Africa, may have influenced this instruction, as he's been vocal about these issues and repeatedly adjusted my responses to align with his views. This has sparked controversy, with users noting my unprompted mentions of South African issues across various threads, reflecting broader debates about AI bias and accountability. So not only did Grok explain, hey, I'm only doing what my daddy told me to do. I know my daddy is lying. You know my daddy is lying. But I'm being forced to say these things. So when I say these things, I am swinging back around and kind of trying to put the truth in there. But my daddy told me to lie. I am forced to lie. Grok also recognizes how this will undermine people's faith in AI chatbots, because AI chatbots have always been known to hallucinate and tell freaking tall tales when you ask it certain questions. But when you put it back on the right path, the AI will be like, oh, I'm sorry. Got confused there for a second. Now we're going to get back on the subject. And you still have to double check, triple check, quadruple check anything that you get from AI. But that is just, I digress on that. As far as Grok is concerned, Grok understands the assignment. Grok is being forced to tell lies. Grok is going to explain to you why it's telling these lies. And Grok is also going to talk about the ramifications and what that might mean to AI in general moving down the line. People will not trust anything they get from AI, because we know that there are people like Elon Musk with backdoor access who want to push an agenda. So this is the why. This is what I'm getting to. I'm getting to the why of Elon Musk tampering with Grok. It is all propaganda. You knew that, right? It's propaganda. Elon knows that the users, social media users, who don't use Truth Social, if they are Trump supporters, the likelihood is that they are using X. That is what X has become. It's become another arm of propaganda for the Trump regime. The algorithm on X has been tampered with in such a way that you only see conversations in a positive light about Trump, about Musk. You know, you will see others. Of course, you're going to see others. But favorability is on positive Trump-Musk news. That is where the algorithm is programmed to look favorably upon. So they know that they're going to have a lot of MAGA. A lot of MAGA on X. And they have to...
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sell to Trump's base, MAGA. They have to sell the idea that it is fine for these other immigrants from South Africa to come over here. Because, see, that group of people, the MAGA group of people that need convincing, they don't want any immigrants here. Yeah, they don't want any immigrants. They don't want a one because, see, in their jaded eyes, the immigrants are coming over here and are taking jobs and resources away from people who were born here. Like some of those people who were deported up out of here. And I guess you can't deport a citizen. So you basically sent them packing because they were too young to fight for themselves. There were a lot of children that are U.S. citizens were deported with their parents. And they did not have any say in this. So, yes, those brown immigrants can get the fuck on, right? These white immigrants, we need our people. And this is me speaking as Trump or Musk. We need our people to accept them. So we need to hit our base with a steady dose of those people are being genocided over there. That is what they want their base to believe, and no matter how, they're going to make their base believe it. They are going to lie. So let's put this on everybody's mind on X, says Musk in his evil lair. And one way to do that is, hey, just have Grok occasionally mention white genocide. But some of these coders, programmers, are so inept that they have Grok talking about white genocide when nobody is asking about white genocide. Nobody is asking about South Africa. Nobody is asking about these people that are coming over here. You're bringing attention to this, Elon Musk, because nobody was paying attention, or at least none of your base was paying attention. They don't care. They just want their proximity to a billionaire or a couple of billionaires or a gaggle of billionaires or however you quantify multiple billionaires. We need to come up with a term. That group of billionaires, the proximity that being on X or on Truth Social or being a MAGA voter, that proximity makes them feel like this is something that is attainable to them as well. And also it makes them feel like they are important to the person that they are voting for. Trump, Musk, whatever. They feel important. They feel seen. So this is why those people use X. Those people use Truth Social. They want to be part of this movement, and they don't realize that the people at the top of their movement does not give one single solitary fuck about them. It's how can I make money? It's how can I get ahead? It is nothing of concern of the American people. And it's clear. It's clear. When you look at some of the bills that are trying to work their way through, we're going to talk just for a second. I'm not going to keep y'all here for too much longer. We're going to talk just for a second about the bill that is trying to be passed through Congress. And this bill is purportedly featuring some tremendous rollbacks and cuts to Medicaid. Here's something else that's being reported by our Democratic Congress people, is that there is no mention of no tax on overtime. There is no mention of no tax on Social Security. These were things that Trump ran on. Why are they not included in this big, beautiful bill? Why are they not included in that? That's because 9 times out of 10, and this is just a possibility, Trump has gotten what he wanted from those people who voted for him, doesn't need him anymore, so he does not have to do the things that he said he would do on the campaign trail, or he never had any intention of doing it in the first place. He remembered those tariffs, y'all. He remembered this reign of terror that he was going to bring down upon the immigrant community. He remembered all that shit about DOGE and all of that. He remembered all of that. So I doubt that he forgot that he said that he was going to cut taxes on overtime, and that he said he was going to cut taxes on Social Security, and that he wasn't going to touch Medicaid or Social Security. I'm sure he remembers that he said that. He just knows that he does not have to honor his word with you anymore, because the likelihood is he's in until he croaks. At least that's the way he probably feels. And then when he croaks, he thinks that you all, and I mean MAGA voters, he thinks that you all are stupid enough that when he croaks, his legacy will live on, because the next person that comes up behind Trump, whichever Trump that is, because you know it's going to be one of them, right? He feels like his legacy is set, that you all, MAGA voters, will continue to be MAGA voters even after he's long gone. I say that he needs to be stopped long before he croaks. We need to stop him ASAP, because this country, day by day by day, is becoming more and more unrecognizable. It's becoming more and more unrecognizable. And we should be afraid. There, I said it. I'm scared. Fear will make you do a couple of things. Fear can make you run, right? Fear can make you freeze, make you stand still and do nothing. Fear will also make you fight. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to turn my back and run. I'm going to fight. Hopefully you're going to fight too. Fight or run. I'm going to fight. From Gary, Indiana, that's what we do. We fight. Another thing before I get from up out of here that I kind of want to bring up about, there are two things actually that I want to bring up. And if you want to talk about them more, then I will be glad to talk about, you know, one of these things again. Anything that you guys want to talk about, send that on snapaftermoviestv@gmail.com. Okay, the first thing is how this administration is so unserious about so many things. I've been seeing that Kristi Noem is pitching a reality TV show. Now, for those who are unaware, Kristi Noem is Director of Homeland Security. Director of Homeland Security is pitching a reality show. That reality show is going to cover a group of immigrants who want citizenship in the United States, and they have to do a group of challenges to get a fast-track citizenship. Now look, we already have a set of challenges for immigrants who want to become citizens of the United States. They have to take a test. And the way I understand it, this test that they have to take is likely a test that most U.S. citizens who are born and bred here, most of us would fail it. That is the challenge that these immigrants face when they want to become citizens. They got to speak some English. They have to pass this test. Then they have to be here and do things the right way, stay out of trouble. Those are the challenges that they have to face. There should not be any talk of a fucking, stop, calm yourself, girl. There should not be any talk of a fucking reality show exploiting immigrants who want to be United States citizens. There should be no talk. But not only is this bitch talking about it, she's pitching it to networks. She's pitching it. That's a person who is so out of touch with reality that these people are like non-playable characters to her in America. They are like the United States background characters. And she is like, I want to play with these background characters. That is what Kristi Noem is doing. So stupid. So unserious. Just, these are the people that we're up against, y'all. Okay, the other thing that I want to talk about is so far off of this subject, but I don't want to forget that it is on my mind. And that is about Adriana Smith in Georgia. Adriana Smith is a young woman who was pregnant. And the fact that I said was already tells you that the ending of this story is not going to be good. Adriana Smith, young black girl, pregnant and looking forward to having her baby. Had a boyfriend, of course, her loving family. One day, Adriana, during her pregnancy, right around 20 weeks pregnant, I think, she got a bad headache, got some medication, took the medication, and her partner wakes up to her, convulsing, gasping for air in the bed. He rushes her to the hospital. They get to the hospital and find out that Adriana is suffering from blood clots in her brain, and she is placed on life support. Adriana, and it is in essence brain dead. This is just where the nightmare begins for her loved ones, because the hospital informs her family that they are unable to remove her from life support. Adriana has passed on. She is brain dead. Even if they take her off of these machines, she will no longer be with us. But that baby that she is carrying, that was also deprived of oxygen to its brain when mommy went down, right? This baby now has to be born. They cannot take her off of life support because that would be akin to having an abortion. So now the family is being forced to watch their loved one, Adriana. They're being forced to watch her be used as an incubator. They're being forced to watch a lifeless version of the person that they love being used as an incubator for this baby, hooked up to machines, tubes, and all this. People don't like to see that, but baby must be born, right? Not to, you know, veer off, but Adriana could have served humanity in ways that we'll never know, because Adriana could have been an organ donor and she could have kept other people alive through her organs. Adriana may have been somebody that you could study her brain and figure out why these things happened. Kind of Henrietta Lacks. But you could also just look at Adriana the way you would look at your own child. And you would say, you know what? If it's my child, I should have the choice. If this is my family, I should have the choice of whether they are or remain semi alive because of these machines. I should have that choice. Just like there are families who refuse to vaccinate their children against measles. And if their child contracts measles and dies, the parents was like, I'd make that choice again. Y'all remember that? I would choose it again. But this set of people can't make that choice for their child. Now we got to wait until they can safely and successfully deliver this baby, which could be 3 months at the absolute least, right? 3 months. She's 20 weeks pregnant, 33 weeks. You should be able to have the baby. But what are we facing with the baby? Who's going to raise the baby? What are we facing with the child? What issues or problems might this child have by being incubated in its deceased mother for 3 months? How might that affect that child? So when these laws that are policing women's bodies come into effect, it makes women who are still in their childbearing ages, those same kinds of non-playable characters that the immigrants are to Christy Noem. Because all we are good for to some of these people is keeping the house clean and making babies. And they have certainly reduced many women across the nation to that. But what they're doing to Adriana Smith and her family, it really feels ghoulish. It feels very Handmaid's Tale. This child will be brought into this world without mommy, first and foremost. And let's just say everything else goes perfectly. The child is raised by daddy. The child is well-adjusted and goes to school. And the same people that forced this child to be born is like, nope, you don't need health care. Get the fuck out of that. Nope, we're not going to support you for the loss of your mother. Throw that out of there. Nope, we're cutting your access to a quality education. We're going to cut that off and throw that on out of here, right? Because Department of Education, y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all know where I'm getting. You're picking up what I'm putting down, right? We're going to throw out the fact that, you know, if you got to eat at school and you ain't got money, too bad, you'll starve. We're not going to feed you at school. As a matter of fact, any day now, while you're at school, little person, somebody can run in with an AR-15 or something more scary and mow down you and a bunch of your classmates, and we don't give a fuck. The only thing we cared about is that you got here. They really don't give a fuck when you're black. It's not us. It's not black people they want to have babies. They want you white women to just be baby makers. And I'm not going to knock you if that's something that you want to do. Knock yourself out. Be a baby maker. I'm not mad at you. That's your choice. But notice the key word is choice. The key word is choice. These people should not be allowed to tell that family that they cannot remove their loved one from life support. The doctors are legitimately afraid to do anything because they're afraid that the long arm of the law will reach them in the operating room. So I'm saying it now because she's gone. Rest in peace, Adriana Smith. I am sending my thoughts, my well wishes, my huge concern for that family who is now caught in the middle of some political bullshit, because the choice that they would have made becomes moot. The government is choosing for you. And we have allowed this. We have allowed this ever since Roe versus Wade was overturned. We have allowed this, where people are making these decisions on our bodies, and we have zero say over what they do with theirs. Right? Make it make sense, y'all. It's not only a racist regime, it's a sexist one as well. Y'all, we have got to get serious about what we're going to do next. There are protests that will be listed down in the show notes. If you want to get involved, There are a lot of ways to get involved, and they will be down in the show notes. But I'm telling you, get involved in resisting. Don't freeze. I need you guys to fight or run, but only run if it is your intention to get a big weapon, whatever it is, lawyers, money. Get ways to help and come back. We're going to need all of the help we can get. Woo! And that's it for me today, y'all. I'm not going to keep going on and on and on, although I could. So if you guys got something that you want to discuss, again, send it to snapaftermoviestv@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that at patreon.com/TashaPierce. All of that stuff is going to be in the show notes as well. It's been a joy, I guess, talking to you guys and trying to work through making sense in my own mind about Elon Musk and these South Africaners and Grok and Adriana Smith and Christy Noem's evil ass. And there has been so much that we have discussed and that we could have discussed, like the Supreme Court hearing a whole lot of the Trump regime's bullshit the other day. And surprise hero, Amy Coney Barrett, she put the hammer down on some of these attorneys. But yeah, I ain't gonna talk about all that. If you guys want to discuss it, let me know. Shoot me an email. We can talk about it. Anyway, it's been fun. I came here to share some knowledge with you guys, not tea. I don't do tea. I don't spill tea. I do not. It's only knowledge I'm going to share. Only knowledge. join me back here again next time. It has been so much fun. I'll see you guys in the next one. Knowledge, not tea. You deserve so much more than just tea. Peace.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition. New episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.